massive fourth hour blitzkrieg through news. I literally have dozens of stories I'm going to hit that are so important. We don't hold the weak stuff to the end. We just cover all of us equally as important. All ties together. But in closing, Joseph McBride, a lawyer, just absolute barnstormer, exposing J6 and so much more. And July 13th last year, there's other points you didn't get to on the analysis list you sent me. You've got the floor for the last 5 minutes. Any other key points you'd like to add about the historic time we're in right now?
Sure. So firstly, you have the assassination attempt on President Trump. Cody Compatore lost his wife that day, lost his life that day. His wife, Helen Compatore, she was promised answers from the FBI. She hasn't gotten any answers from the FBI. I can't imagine that she's satisfied with anything right now. Other men were hurt that day as well, protecting their families, some of them with life-lasting injuries. Again, results and answers are what matters. If Dan Bongino hears this, if Kash Patel hears this, you shouldn't be angry with me. You shouldn't be angry with the American public. You shouldn't say, we have no right to question. No, we have every right to question. The Constitution demands that we question. It protects our right to question these things, and we demand answers. I demand answers on behalf of his family, on behalf of his widow, on behalf of his children, and on behalf of the other people who were hurt there that day. Not answers a month from now, but answers in the very, very near future. It has been too long. The other thing I'll say, Alex, about the report is when you look at the report speaks about a guy named Willie Tepes. Willie Tepes is somebody who interacted with Thomas Crooks. Willie Tepes is affiliated with a extremist group overseas that's already been flagged by the FBI and by the United States government as an extremist terrorist group. We know that there were at least a handful of interactions between Thomas Crooks and Willie Tepes. That needs to be examined. The idea that previous employees of the FBI have gotten up there and said that there's no connection to any foreign national or there's no connection to any foreign organization, that's simply not true. It's there in the report. We deserve an answer, a comprehensive, well-thought-out answer, not some glossing over, not some dismissing it as conspiracy theories. It's there in the report. The FBI, the CIA, the Men in Black, maybe you didn't get the job done. If the American public got the job done for you, and if good faith journalists like Brianna Murillo, like yourself, Alex, like Miranda Devine and Tucker Carlson are out there proffering this information to the public after they've examined it in good faith, you should take this seriously. The American public certainly is taking it seriously. January 6th is a black mark, a black eye on the FBI. You don't need to double the black eyes by botching this investigation. Do the right thing. Process the information, confirm it or deny it, but do it with intelligence, do it with ethics, and specifically articulate the facts. This is true, this is false, this is what you did know, this is what you didn't know, and we'll accept it as truth if it makes sense. But you just can't sweep this under the rug. It's too big, there's too much information out there, and it's too important. And the last thing I'll say, Alex, is I know that President Trump is not satisfied with the information that he's been given. President Trump is a lifelong CEO and business owner. He's a lifelong executive. He delegates power and authority to people that he trusts, hoping and expecting them to return on his investment in them. Kash Patel, Dan Bongino, you need to return on the investment to President Trump and to the American people and get this right.
Well, Joseph, I know you're very busy. Please join us again for the deep dive because it's come to a head on January 6th. 30 seconds left. What are you hearing about what's going on with the pipe bomber identity? What's happening there?
So look, there's been some real good work on the pipe bomber, what's going out. The FBI hasn't corroborated anything as of yet. So I know the report that came out from the Blaze News, and we haven't heard anything out with anything with a fair degree of specificity from the feds at this point. We're supposed to hear something imminently, and I hope that happens today.
All right. Well, please join us again next week or so, or maybe even later in the week. It's Thanksgiving's next week. People can find you at McBride, New York, C.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice. his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder.
Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
In the hellish theater of the 1992 to 1996 siege of Sarajevo, where Bosnian Serb forces encircled the city, the longest urban siege in the history of modern warfare, a grotesque sideshow allegedly unfolded. Reportedly, wealthy foreigners, Italians, Americans, Russians, Canadians, allegedly shelled out 70,000 to 88,000 euros per jaunt, flying from Trieste to Belgrade, then helicoptered to sniper nests in the hills above Sarajevo. Guided by Serbian state security operatives like the convicted war criminal Jovica Stanisic, they took aim at unarmed women, men, and children, scurrying along Sniper Alley with premium fees tacked on for the trophy of a child's kill.
Among the evidence is testimony from a former Bosnian military intelligence officer who documented earlier reports of so-called war safaris that came from a Serbian prisoner of war.
Of course, there are documents about this. I remember at least three of them. One is the record of his interrogation, another is the record of the follow-up interrogation, and the third is an analysis I prepared, which explained the phenomenon of the war safari, a term mentioned for the first time on the Sarajevo battlefield.
Bosnian authorities say they launched an investigation 3 years ago, but it appears to have stalled.
Eyewitness accounts from the era resurfaced in Italian prosecutor Alessandro Gobbi's ongoing Milan investigation, peeling back layers of complicity that reek of untouched privilege. Former U.S. Marine John Jordan, testifying at The Hague in 2007, described the deliberate targeting of the vulnerable. Quote, if a family was walking, it would be the youngest, end quote. Bosnian intelligence officer Edin Subasic, capturing a Serbian soldier in 1993, uncovered the operation's logistics, weekend rotations, spotters calling shots, victims priced like quarry at auction. Italian military intelligence confirmed the trips in 1994 after Subasic's tip-off, halting them within months, yet no prosecutions followed until now, with journalist Ezio Gavazzini's 17-page dossier naming five Italian suspects and demanding accountability for this peak of depravity.
What we can say is that there were certainly civilians who shot at the people, at the population of Sarajevo, paying for this kind of activity.
U.S. Congresswoman Anna Paulina Luna has also launched a parallel probe into American involvement, vowing to drag any implicated elites into the light. The Sarajevo abomination didn't slither from the ether. It's a venomous thread where the powerful have long stalked the powerless for sport, their wealth a license to dehumanize. Throughout the 20th century, persistent rumors alleged that European royalty and high aristocracy participated in clandestine human hunts on private estates, treating poachers, trespassers, or abducted locals as live quarry in macabre rituals echoing medieval traditions. Similar claims surfaced in 1950s Bavaria, where a minor Habsburg prince was said to have hosted weekend Jagdspiel on sealed forest tracks with East German refugees allegedly released at dawn for pursuit by rifle-armed guests. Only disappearances and no prosecutions or verified bodies ever materialized, yet the pattern, remote land, absolute privacy, and elite impunity mirrors the Sarajevo safaris, suggesting a continuum of aristocratic blood sport shielded by wealth and silence. The elite's boredom births monsters, and the vulnerable have become mere moving targets in an unending safari of the damned. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Oh yeah, it's real, folks. This is the fetish of the elite.
They know what they're doing. They mean business. They've already conquered most of the world, and they're not going to stop. George Soros stole the pension funds of dozens of countries' old people. The left loves him. He crashes currencies. He puts old people on the street. He helps Adolf Hitler round up Jews. They love that. That's power. That's the pure exercise of will to them, because they're such disgusting people. Look at Mondami. Look at Alexander Soros. Those are the most disingenuous, fake, wicked, manipulating people that have nothing but absolute total rage towards you and your family. You're a hard-working middle-class black family, they hate you. You're a hard-working middle-class Hispanic family, they hate you. You're a hard-working middle-class white family, they hate you. They hate anything that ever stood up to total power and total control. It's in their textbooks of why the West must be destroyed, so there's no example of anybody else and no hope worldwide. Nothing but darkness and evil rulers, because they can do whatever they want. And how they convince the West that we're the authors of the evil, that we're the authors of slavery, that we're the authors of darkness and destruction, when despite all our problems, the West has been the great light. And they don't deny that in Japan. They don't deny that as philosophers, even in India. They teach that there still, but not here. You've got to be taught that you are bad. You are evil. So you must bow down and give up your life force, give up your will, give up your survival instinct, and learn to hate yourself, because the world's going to end. Because the ice caps all melted, the polar bears all drowned. None of it's true. And you know it's not true. But when AOC and all of them tell you the world ends in 2030, well, under their 2030 agenda, the world as you know it is over. And any free market capitalist system of competition is over. And the mega corporations through the governments rule you. And they do it all through class envy, when it is the billionaire globalist class, the BlackRocks, the Larry Finks, that are running all of this. So when you hear everybody that wants welfare and everybody that wants a free lunch, everybody that's a criminal, everybody that wants to get away with murder is going to come to New York, and that, boy, that's stupid, that'll destroy the city, that's the plan. And then as that falls, and as they bring in even more foreigners, that boils into the next town, boils into the next city. And the incredible corruption of the Democratic Party and all the money they steal and all the things they do. They want to destroy all the tourist centers. They want ugliness. They want homelessness. They want homeless camps everywhere. They want rats running around the street. While Larry Fink lives on a 20,000-acre gigantic mansion that rival what the King of England has. But, oh, he's up there telling you if you're making $100,000 a year, you're a rich, evil, white person, and you better do whatever he says. And they're destroying the means of production. The big banks don't want competition. They want to destroy the means of production so they can then issue you credits when you're in debt. They already own 80%+ of the assets in the world, but now they've got to get the last 20%. Not just because they're greedy like Scrooge McDuck that wants to swim around in gold, but because they want to dictate everything to us. They don't want you to have anything. Not a garden, not your health, not a little farm, not a skill. Not be able to say 2+2=4. Not be able to fix an engine because all the engines are computerized and won't let you. They want a post-human world with robots delivering us all our food and everything else, the poison food. It is a premeditated international globalist takeover, and they admit it. It is deliberate. It is a plan, and you can stop a deliberate plan. Deliberate, deliberate, premeditated, 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 premeditated. Deal. When I expose the communist Chinese leadership and evil things they do, I don't fetishize it. I don't hate the Chinese people. And when I expose the horrible stuff the EU is doing, I'm not demonizing the European people. And when I expose our government lying about WMDs and, you know, the horrible stuff different leaders have done here, I'm doing it to stop the evil. I'm not doing it to demonize America. When I'm exposed the Catholic Church doing bad stuff, it's not to demonize Catholics. When I'm exposed Protestant Christian Zionist organizations, you know, supporting genocide, I'm not attacking Protestants. I believe in the people. And I don't like the Nazis and the people that ascribe every evil to Israel and obsess over it all day and make up lies about me. So I know they're a bunch of liars because most of them just make up the most asinine crap. When I criticize Israel, it's because Israel's powerful, Israel's influenced our country. Netanyahu's been in power off and on for 28 years since 96. And so it's just, I have a responsibility to do it. But I do it to reform Israel. I saw the Young Turks last week. I wasn't even looking for their clips. They were talking about me, so I played the clip. And they went on and said, yeah, we actually do want to get rid of Israel. We actually do want war. Okay, well, let's just say Israel's evil and deserves to be destroyed, which I don't agree with, you know, in general. Israel has a bunch of nuclear weapons. So did you think that through? It's like, let's just say Putin's evil. And the Russians are the bad guys, which obviously in the last 30 years, it's NATO that's expansionist and starting it. So no, Russia's not perfect, though. They got freaking 30,000 nuclear weapons, nuclear submarines, and hypersonic missiles, Mach 15, bitch. It's like Ursula von der Leyen to them. Well, we've got a 30-year war with Russia, and it'll be conventional, but even if there's nuclear, we'll win it. Nobody wins that. Stop saying we're going to have a war with China. Or that we want one. Stop saying we're going to have a war with Russia. Stop saying from the river to the sea or the mountains to the sea or all that crap. You can be anti-Islamic expansion and still be anti-Zionist control of America. And I wouldn't say the Zionist lobbies totally control America, but then foreign policy has in the Middle East. Now Netanyahu sees a weakness and the Democrats have collapsed in poll numbers and fundraising. So there is a move to try to take over MAGA, censor Tucker Carlson, myself, everybody else. Tell everybody who they can interview, who they can talk to. That's failed. And Ben Shapiro and all these other ringwraiths are ultra unpopular. Ultra. So they can just start a fight to try to be pertinent, to try to stay relevant. But I don't look at Ben Shapiro and go, that's a Jew, and that represents all Jews. But that doesn't mean I don't then expose Jews that are doing bad things, just like I expose communist Chinese that are doing bad things. But I am really tired of people that also, that are Christian Zionists, mainly Protestants, and I come from a Protestant background, I'm not taking Protestants in general, who literally misquote the Bible to Tucker Carlson like Senator Cruz and say, if we don't do whatever Israel says, whoever's in power over there with Netanyahu with a 15% approval rating, that you're going to go to hell. Sorry, I went to evangelical, Baptist, and Methodist church because my parents went to church like 3 or 4 days a week. I mean, when I grew up, I was in Wednesday night prayer meetings. I was in Saturday prayer meetings. I was the Bible was getting read constantly. I was sent, you know, constantly to Bible school. And my parents were like, we want you to have a different perspective. So I went to the Methodist church, for it was purely communist, but it was more liberal. Some, and my, you know, dad's mom was a Methodist. And then, you know, I'd get sent down to the First Baptist, and then I'd, you know, but they were really with the evangelicals. That's where I spent most of my time. And so I've read the Bible, Old and New Testament. I don't even remember where all the verses are, but I can just say to the crew, there's a verse says this, they type it in, yeah, here it is. I mean, I got the knowledge of rabbis 3,000, 4,000 years ago, what they wrote. So when I see these new rabbis and things they're saying, I know what most of them are saying is not even in their Torah. Because I might have been in Baptist Sunday school or Evangelical Sunday school or Methodist Sunday school, but it's the same book. You can argue about a few words there. The entire Old Testament is about God saying, I've chosen you as a priest class, as my messengers, and I'm going to hold you to a higher standard. And if you don't do exactly what you're supposed to, I'm going to put you in this judgment. That's a big, with great power comes great responsibility, like Spider-Man. And then you have to understand that what there's all these different Jewish factions and groups, and they're fighting with each other, so it's not ever fair to say it's one conglomerate. But there's a close to majority of what you call Orthodox or conservative rabbinical groups that Netanyahu definitely is empowered by, that all because Titus, the son of the Roman emperor, in a four-year war, when the zealots, that's where the term zealot comes from, Jews were trying to kick him out of Jerusalem. And I'm not on the Roman side 2,000 years ago. It's a history book to me. The Romans had a big problem. And it took them 4 years, but they finally conquered Israel, who they'd already been in control of. And they were in control of everything around there. And yeah, because they didn't give up, Titus said, if you don't give up, I'm going to burn your temple to the ground and not one stone will be on top of the other. He didn't even know Jesus since 70 years before. Before this generation's gone, 75 years generation, not one stone will be left on that temple because you didn't follow God's commandments. And that's the whole Old Testament. Jesus said, I'm not here to get rid of the Old Testament, but to fulfill it. And so the original books of the Jews, of Abraham, is when we don't do what we're told by God, we are judged. And the Bible explains, and all other nations as well, but I hold you first in responsibility. That's the Torah that I've read backwards and forwards. And then I see countless videos, and I've seen these for decades. You know, I'd be shown these by Tex Mars 20 years ago, and I mean, like, Tex, you're too obsessed with Israel, but he was quite the scholar, pastor, Space Aeronautics professor. And he would explain all this. And he would show me the 30-something new books the Jews have written that has just got spectacularly crazy stuff in there. And I'm not going to try to be mean to Jews and stuff because it's a whole bunch of different rabbis writing this stuff. And it all conflicts with each other, but it's like, you know, bad. A lot of it's bad. I mean, the Old Testament says, you screw kids, we kill you. You sacrifice kids, we kill you. Some of these newer books out of Babylon and stuff, 1,800 years, 1,500 years, 1,000 years, 500 years, it is like Jeffrey Dahmer on steroids. You mean to read this stuff on here? You know, pedophilia is okay. Have sex with a baby, you know, as long as the hymen can grow back till they're three. I mean, it's gross. And people go to certain little sects of Jews that, you know, with the moil, that's a special rabbi with a circumcision, sucks the blood off the penis while they do it. I mean, that's the stuff the anti-Semites are using. That's very small sects they're doing that. And all these spinoffs, it's kind of like Christianity where there's 50,000 denominations and everybody's fighting with each other. And as everybody says, it's not a defensive Jewry, as you call it. It's just, I just know too much to simply boil it all down and just demonize Jews because it's the popular cause celeb. But I also want the Jews in general, who are all different ideas and groups, to realize what you're being teed up for. Because it ain't good. And your leaders just want to stay in power, so they love the attacks you're getting, and they're fanning the flames, thinking somehow they're going to come out on top. I don't want this fight to happen. I'm here trying to referee and just go, oh, can we cool this down a little bit? But I did a report last night that's gone viral. And I noticed Jewish groups are in there going, yeah, it was actually true. And then the anti-Jew people are saying, see, we told you, even though most of them didn't even know this, that almost a majority, nobody knows, but it's a large minority, bare minimum, literally say Europe is the new Rome. And America is the new Rome, and so we must be destroyed, and the communist Chinese will be the instrument of it, because they didn't attack the precious Second Temple. Meanwhile, you got Christian Zionists giving billions of dollars now in the last 20 years to rebuild the Third Temple, to do the Red Heifer. I mean, my God, do you know the average Protestant literally worships Jews ahead of Jesus? You have like Pastor Hagee, who just says, Jesus was a rebel against the Jews and got what he deserved. I mean, just the craziest quotes. And then meanwhile, you have these powerful Jewish groups saying, yeah, when we're done with America, it's going to fall. And this famous Netanyahu, where he got caught on video, was like, the camera's off, right? He said, a Jewish show. He goes, listen, we control America when we're done with them, you know, whatever. Dude, you were born here. Like you understand, like, and but here's the deal. Netanyahu has always famously said, yeah, America's the new Rome, the capital, the fasci, the Senate. That's the bundle of sticks. Just show the U.S. Senate fasci decorations. That's the Roman symbol. So, yeah, Greece, Rome, that's what we're based on with the Magna Carta and British common law. That's what Thomas Jefferson fused together. So we are the new Rome, and we are the empire. And it's an empire backing Israel and all the rest of this. And Netanyahu then says recently, yeah, you're the new Rome, and we'll beat Rome this time. And then I got the rabbis, and I mean, it's, if I play a few clips and anybody says, oh, these are cherry-picked, I could play you 10 hours of rabbis. Top ones saying, we haven't forgotten Rome destroying the temple, Titus in 70 AD, and you will be destroyed and nuked and burned to the ground. God's going to curse you. And you know all the folks that just want to destroy Israel are running around all day. You need to come out. Because I'll guarantee you, the average Jew that's a doctor or a lawyer or a school teacher, you know, most of them are not even religious, they have no idea that that is going on. But this is that ancient beef thing that goes on. I mean, I've got clips of rabbis saying, just having orgasms basically about America being nuked and being destroyed and like smiling maniacally. I mean, Hollywood actors, Jack Nicholson couldn't act this evil. And these are prominent rabbis. Dude, there's a nuclear war, we're all dead. It ain't going to stop with us just getting nuked by China. Look at all the war games. And then the nuclear winter and all the rest of the stuff. No, no, that's, you are demon possessed. And there are Catholics that are demonically influenced. There are Christians, Muslims. I mean, but hey, let me tell you something. Some of these rabbis, they got satanic energy just beaming out of them. And those people need to be exposed and spoke out against. 99% of Americans don't even know about Titus sacking your temple. Most people in America and stuff were Germans and French enslaved by the Romans too in England. Like, if you want to demonize the Romans all day, you're going to just say because we're the new Rome, we all deserve to die? You just use that to dehumanize us while you engage in your activity against us. And it's just more Hitler crap. Dehumanize somebody you're enslaving. We're going to come back and play these bombshell clips as I cover up for Israel straight ahead. But when I tell you I need your prayers and your support and your word of mouth, I need it. And I don't want to go through long updates here, but they put in a month ago the state receiver. We got kicked out of the federal bankruptcy court. They're clear to come grab it. He's been in here every week, doesn't really even talk. They say they're going to try to have a public auction, but we know the plaintiffs, the Democrats, don't want that. They don't want somebody to buy it that would keep this operation on air. So I don't really have any faith in that. We'll see what happens. And he isn't even talking to my lawyers and people, even though he's been up here in the last few weeks. So I don't know if they're going to come today and shut us down or next week or they're going to have an auction. I don't know. But that's the sword of Damocles hanging over this place. So there's an urgency there. We've survived so many times and all the other tricks. People say, oh, you'll survive this time. Well, maybe God comes through. Maybe that's God's plan. Fine. I just give it all to God. I'm going to keep broadcasting. And then the minute we get taken down, the Ali Shields Network fires up. The satellites, the stations, all of it. Bigger studios getting built. A lot of stuff happening. But it takes money to do this. And I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. The bad guys don't have any claim on that. It's owned by Bigley. They fund InfoWars now as the main sponsor, and they fund the Alex Jones Network. I need your support. And the products are incredible. We only bring you the best supplements that'll change your life. Highest quality, highest rated, 2,000 milligram per scoop. Bovine colostrum, and we got the best. Methylene Blue, incredible, so good for you. 99% of people have incredible effects. It's literally over 99%. And it's energy with no letdown. It cleans out your cells. It's incredible. All these studies about it, reversing Alzheimer's, and the callers call in. I had glaucoma and it went away. And I'm not making any of those claims. Just type in the incredible, you know, no, ask ChatGPT or Grok about Methylene Blue. Get it now. Take the challenge. But take only like a quarter dropper when you first get it, because some people, like one of the crew members, thought he'd taken a hit of acid, basically. He was going crazy. He's like, God, I'm hiring a guy. What the hell? Oh, he took like a whole dropper. And the first time you take it, it really hits you. So, you know, and if you're on serotonin reuptake inhibitors and stuff, you can't take it. It'll make you literally jump off a cliff. I mean, that's how strong it is, folks. So talk to your doctor. Look at the drugs you're on. Talk to him about it, because this is not a freaking game, okay? I mean, and all these things work in synergy together. So here's the current big sale, CMOS gummies, a fan favorite. 93 vitamins and minerals and trace minerals and elements that work together synergistically. Buy one, get one free, ends tonight. We've got yesterday's sheets, it ends tomorrow. Buy any bottle of CMOS gummies and get another bottle free. Our CMOS is incredible. Get yours at thealexjonesstore.com, and we need the funds. It's always like the widow's mite, where we just have enough. And I can bring on extra sponsors and stuff, but I know when I direct sell you stuff, and I know it's quality, I know you're going to love it. And all I got to do is get you off the fence and take your step into a wider world. God's watching. Support the broadcast, word of mouth, prayer, and financially if you can. Plus, these are products you really need. Everybody's got to get that. If you just do one thing, and you've been on the fence, never supported us, because less than 1% ever buy anything of our millions of listeners. That's fine. Okay. 1% of you to go, man, this guy's info's dead on. Let me get a bottle of this. What are you out? You supported a great broadcast. TheAlexJonesStore.com, and become a VIP. If you're going to get anything, you should be a VIP. It's $30 a month, and instantly you're given $40 of credit. So you just go in when you're buying a couple products at checkout. You go, oh, I'm going to be a VIP. Boop. Puts $30 on your tab. And then as soon as you run the transaction, you notice $40 goes off your tab. See? And then you get special deals, special offers on everything. Sometimes special products just for you. And you can win free vehicle. You know, all of it. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Become a VIP.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, here's a news flash to the globalists. All the old power structures are going down. Anything seen as establishment, anything seen as New World Order is done. And if Israel wants to try to come in with Netanyahu into this big fight, when we were talking about the WEF and the globalists and the UN and the NGOs, and that's the real power, and dismantling it to get our sovereignty back, and you want to swoop in here and call all the political opposition Nazis and make it all about you to grandstand, that's a long-term, really dumb decision. Not even long-term. You can see it right now. Like I said, Napoleon Bonaparte said, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. Well, I don't see you as an enemy. And that's why the people that only talk about Jews all day and have that one knowledge point or mentally ill have a lot of legitimate concerns about AIPAC and those things and the bad things that's going on, but you like conjured this mirror twisted form of yourself while you're playing victim all day and accusing people of being Hitler that aren't. People go, well, I like Tucker, that if he's Hitler, I'm Hitler too. Tucker doesn't like Hitler. And threatening journalists and saying we're going to platform you. If I wanted to hurt Israel, I would do what Netanyahu and Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin are doing. But back to this, because I've known this forever. I mean, by the time I was a teenager studying, you know, history and all the rest of it, I knew that a lot of Jews, you know, in general are taught at synagogue that the West is bad because it's an extension of the old Rome, and Rome crushed Israel in 70 AD with the Roman general Titus and destroyed the Second Temple. Rome was a militarized city-state in what's Italy today, and it did that to anybody that opposed them. So does somebody from England hate the West because of the Romans, or does it's? But this is something that's happened in history. These old beasts, people don't even know why they continue, because each generation hands it down. So it seems like a long time ago. No, it's handed down. It's immediate. So I played some of this last night, but didn't get to some of the rabbis. We're like, oh, sure, there's rabbis saying, you know, that we're at, you know, still at war with Rome, and we're going to take down Rome, and God's going to curse Rome and destroy Rome, and China's going to crush Rome, and Netanyahu is saying past and present, yeah, we got to beat Rome this time. So I got a few of these clips. I want to just finish up with this and move on to all the other news we got, because there's a lot of it. Trump's made new Epstein statements. Netanyahu, the U.S. is the new Rome. The last time Pompeo visited Jerusalem didn't end well. He told Secretary Pompeo in 2019 presser, referencing Roman General Pompeo's conquering Judea in 63 B.C. And then there was an uprising 3 years later that went on for 3-4 years, and that ended with the destruction of the temple. Israel has to win the next war versus Rome, he now says. And that looks like a new clip. I don't know if they just clip it together in one clip. That would be good. But I have this fella did a good job reporting it, Eric Matosis. Let's go ahead and play that clip I played last night. They'll get the new clips.
So the second and third video you're about to see is really alarming. I'm going to show you the first in a second, because we know how Benjamin Netanyahu likes to project. It's called the revelation of the method of what he's about to do.
I wrote a book in 1995, and I said that if the West doesn't wake up to the suicidal nature of militant Islam, the next thing you'll see is the militant Islam is bringing down the World Trade Center.
Netanyahu said, quote, "We're benefiting from one thing, and that is the attack on the Twin Towers and Pentagon and the American struggle in Iraq." Netanyahu then reportedly said these events, quote, "swung American public opinion in our favor."
And now it's going to tie into this video. I've been trying to tell people on my channel that America is the modern day Rome. Over 350 military bases that are just spreading ourselves out, you know, the deep state. Anyway, watch this for a second.
We had a moving visit today to the wall. I can't resist repeating this, but I'm going to. I said to the secretary that the last time Pompeo visited Jerusalem didn't end that well. But this is a different time. Rome and Jerusalem clashed over values with a great tragedy for the Jewish people. But the new Rome, the United States, views itself as a new Jerusalem.
Now, do you think it's just coincidence that this random person just came up to him and asked him, "What are you reading, BB?"
We want to know what you're reading now.
What I'm reading?
Yeah.
It's a book by a historian by the name of Barry Strauss. It's called The Jews Against Rome. Jews against Rome.
What made you pick it up?
Well, we lost that one. I think we have to win the next one.
Yeah, so that's definitely not a threat, huh? Definitely not threatening President Trump and the United States of America. Has nothing to do, I'm sure, with the Epstein stuff, the satanic pedophiles they're trying to cover for, or the genocide that they're doing. We want to keep funding these fake wars. Anyway, you guys having a good day today? I am. I still am.
And Netanyahu 100% is saying we're at war with America. And remember, he said a month ago, he said we're in an eight-front war. The eighth front is with America and the anti-Semites. That means anybody that opposes what Israel does. And you got people that do fun with the mouth about Israel all day that are unreasonable. You got people that are being reasonable like Tucker. But there's in the U.S. Senate on both sides, at the top of the dais, is the Roman symbol of fascism. And fascism simply means all the different countries cut off by the axe and bound together by victory of war. And you got the famous Roman Senate staff or baton. So the people that set this country up now, Francis Bacon, you know, said we're the new Rome, the new Atlantis. The Russians call us the new Atlantis. The Jews call us that. You don't even know who you are, folks. It's like House Harkin and House Atreides feuding. There's the Chin, the Chinese. There's the Russians. There's the Anglo-Saxons. And there's the Jews. There's four power groups. And my thing is, I don't hate the Chinese, the Jews, the Russians, the Anglo-Saxons. Let's be adults, like we're watching Dune. Frank Herbert wrote nonfiction books explaining it. His masterpiece book is a cosmology of how secret societies and real power groups work. And you have the emperor, who's the British Empire, World War II, playing the Harkonnens, the Nazis, off against the Russians, who are House Atreides. He wrote articles saying that was kind of his allegory. Just like Lord of the Rings is an allegory of World War I and the different power structures by J.R.R. Tolkien that was in World War I. And it's a Christian allegory like C.S. Lewis's books. So I know all this. The general public doesn't know this. So the Russians and the British Empire, we got their main attack. And then you got the Chi-Coms that are pissed at Europe and America because of shipping opium in to control them for 300 years. And they openly say, we're going to do this to you because you did this to us with the fentanyl. It's all the same crap. I have these rabbis saying, yeah, China's got the same beast with Europe and the U.S. We can't wait till the dragon destroys them. It's literally Revelation. But these rabbis can't read it. You are sent into slavery like everybody else when you forsake God. Because God's in control, right? So when you try to blame people 2,000 years in the future, I mean, even if you blamed Italian Americans and said you wanted to kill all them, what do they even know about this? Well, these guys are foaming at the mouth. They're going to kill us. Now, this is not all Jews, but the point is everybody sees this stuff now on the internet. So people you know who Netanyahu represents, he represents these guys who have a big heart on, not for Russia, not for China, because the rabbis say, oh, we're not going to get them. They do anything to us. All because a Roman emperor and his son destroyed your temple. I've got to take poison shots. That's what it's all about. I got to die from fentanyl. I got to have my son's penis cut off. I get it. We're the new West. We're the new Rome. But I mean, you know, like what you think once we're gone, the Chi-Coms are going to pat you on the head and be nice to you because they didn't blow your temple up 2,000 years ago? This is cuckoo town. But I got to hand it to the Jews. At least they keep a lineage of their people in the history. Everything basically in the Bible, they've dug up and found it there. And so this guy had that guy, and this person begot that person. It's like, okay, I'll get it. Most people in America, whether black or white, don't know who their great-great-grandparents were. I'll give it to you. You definitely keep a note of things. And I guess in your compendium, I guess I'm guilty for what Titus did. Oh, okay. Well, people now know you've declared war. And I don't think it's going to work out good for you or anybody else in this fight. So can we just stop this schizophrenic, insane asylum behavior? The problem is with high intelligence comes more mental illness. And most of these rabbis are completely inbred. They're putting the stuff out. They're lunatics. And so you're getting the real 35,000 foot view. You're also getting the deep dive here on how this works. And I'm just telling you, it's got to stop. So here's just two rabbis. Let's play them back to back. I can play you 10 hours of this. Meanwhile, the Christian Zionists are giving billions to try to get the Third Temple built. Their religion is not Jesus, it's Judaism. And meanwhile, the rabbis are like, keep sending the money, schmucks, because China's going to nuke you off the face of the earth. Because you have a debt to owe. Because you destroyed the temple. Meanwhile, the whole Old Testament's telling Israel, you don't follow what I say, because I've given you the knowledge. Like having, I saw talk shows, some of this, he's absolutely right, Dark Waters. You got an older son and a younger son. One you've instructed, you've told about something, you forgot to tell the other. The younger one goes, does the wrong thing. He gets in trouble. But if your older son has been told and trained and does it, what happens? He gets in 10 times the trouble the one that doesn't know. And nobody's not saying you're not the center of history and done amazing things. I actually respect Jews. I'm trying to understand it. That's why I know about it. I know we've got to figure this out. That's God's plan. I don't think if we sent you all to Mars, we'd fix the problems. I'm just reasonably reaching out to you and saying, you know the whole world's watching this stuff. And most of them don't understand what they're watching. I do. And I'm sorry, I'm not Titus. I didn't do what Titus did. It's like reparations. Most Americans have no ancestor with slaves. Most Americans that are white ancestors immigrated here after slavery. How does then do white people owe money for reparations? Well, shoot, the black folks, some of them want reparations for 160, 70 years ago. You want reparations for something 2,000 years ago. That's crazy. And you want a reparation of China nuking us and killing all of us, including all the other people, including Jews, because that's God's judgment. And these rabbis act like they're having orgasms while they talk about it. You sound even crazier than Hitler. And what did Hitler have in common with these Jews? He's obsessed with one thing, Jews. I'm sorry. Did you put yourself at the center of things? I got to start talking about it. But God almighty, can you focus on something other than yourself all day? Because when you do that and you say you run everything, though you do run a lot, and you say we're going to censor you, if you complain, we'll censor you more. Or if you say we censor, we'll censor you. Literal speeches by Jewish leaders. We control the censorship, and if you say we censor, we'll totally destroy you. And you actually don't actually control everything. You got a lot, and you want it all. And it's like, do you know what comes with that responsibility? And you think some perfect Messiah is going to come, and it'll work out. You already got your Messiah, and you refused him. And I, in modern parlance, have studied all this. Only Christianity builds success and unity for everybody to come under one tent. Which is what you were supposed to do in God's covenant, was to produce the Messiah, to create the unity. But you rejected the Messiah and are now creating disunity. And you're not the only ones doing it. It's just that you need a 35,000 foot view. And anybody that's Jewish listening to lunatic, crazy guys, I mean, even if you want to kill, eat them. Let's just say we do deserve it. Hypothetically, which I don't agree with. You have the most demonic look on your face of pleasure and hatred talking about killing everybody in America. At least Hitler knew how to hide it and not smirk about it. I mean, look at that guy. Do Jews think that guy's going to deliver you? Or is love and coming together going to do it? Does this sound like somebody that serves the Messiah? Or is what Christ wrote sound like the Messiah? Is what Christ said, obviously, in all the research, just politically the answer and the only way out? Yes. Is this guy that wants to blow up America the answer? And says, thank God we're flooding Europe with Muslims. They'll destroy the Edom. No. This guy is a deranged lunatic. And you heard Netanyahu agreeing with him that his enemy is America, the new Rome. Play the clips.
Listen, a far-off land is going to come and go after the Western allies. Westerners are fighting, and they're going back and forth. And then this far-off country comes, and Edom falls to them. They lose. The Western countries lose this war.
Yeah. It's like they lost in Vietnam.
No, very much not like that. Because it's all their armies, everybody. Everybody, their whole sovereignty, their sovereignty is going to be gone. They will no longer be a superpower. God's going to come and save these China, whoever it is, and wipe out the Christian countries. Why? Because they destroyed the Second Temple. Meaning, while you were all rooting for the West this whole time, you forgot about the fact that they have major debt to pay. And that is, they destroyed the Beis Hamikdash.
And China never touched the Beis
Hamikdash. Right, they don't even know what it is.
Probably supplied material to go to the third.
Wow. And not only because they destroyed Beis Hamikdash, you ready for this? Think about the Holocaust now and all the pogroms and all the what were those called, crusades, wiping out whole cities of Jews. The Hitzalul.
Oh, hit pause. So the Muslims attack thousands of times, take a whole bunch of European countries, including Spain. After 800 years of being overrun by Muslims, we fight back, and now that was hurting Jews. And then my grandfathers, both in the Army Air Corps, almost dying fighting Hitler, their grandchildren and great-grandchildren deserved to die because that wasn't good enough. So you declare genocide. What's the Hebrew word? Amal, how do you say it? What's the Old Testament word for that? And God said, they're sacrificing children of Molech, kill them all. Amalek. Well, I ain't doing Amalek, buddy boy. So you're up there jumping around like a crazy lunatic. You look like Rob Zombie or something. What do you think we're going to do when you run your mouth like that? He's conjuring a demonic horde of destruction. And Judaism needs to exorcise the demons of this and say, we do not stand with this. Here it is.
And they caused pain to the Jewish people in their exile, meaning they persecuted. Pizarro persecuted. Meaning they're going to get killed in the end because God is going to go on the side of probably China, wipe out the whole West. Why? Because of the destruction of the Second Temple, which is still a debt they never paid. And because of the persecution. I mean, all that persecution the Jews have gone through is still a bill. It's still a bill that has to get paid by the West. There's a pasuk that says that there's going to be a slaughtering for God. Bitbatsra, Shibarani. Batsra is a capital of part of Rome, like a big city of Rome. And this is going to be God's avenging. This is going to be God's korban, God's sacrifice or slaughter.
Is Batsra a city in Iraq?
Yeah, also. But here it says, Shibaroimi. God comes at the aid of China and wipes out all the Western countries. America, everyone's going down.
United States have no future. That's it. There's no other way of explaining it. Edom, which is America, is going to be destroyed. There's a lot of prophecies, if you want to do just for two of them, to see. One of them is in the book of Ovadia, chapter 1, and the other one is the book of Yirmiyahu, Jeremiah 49. You'll see the destruction of Edom. So really, the United States of America is destined to crash miserably. Land of Edom, the United States, is going to be destroyed, and it's going to start with economy, and then it's going to lead after that to many other things. At the end of the day, Hashem is the one who is going to control everything, and it doesn't matter who is going to put at the head of the United States to bring it down. It doesn't matter. And the fact is that I don't want to talk too much right now about America. For that, I am actually going to invite the ones who are interested to hear much more information about the downfall of America. I'm going to make a private where I'm going to discuss this information and mainly the solution. It's only one way of joining it. Because we're going to have to filter. I see there's many, many spies watching my videos. I'm telling you, take it as it is. America is going to be destroyed. America is going down. And that will bring the destruction of everything, the entire Western world, because America is the one who's pulling the wagon. And Hashem is going to cause that. And like I told you, it's going to happen in many different ways. My clear advice to any normal American is get pack your bags and leave. I've been saying that for 10 years already.
Imagine what he says off the record. A horrible, demonic, hateful lunatic. Whether he was a Catholic, a Protestant, a Jew, a Hindu, whoever he was saying that, I'd say, this is a bad person. I can show you hours of this. You can say, well, that's just fractions, that's just crazy groups. And I would say that too, decades ago, because I've seen these clips, I've read these things, and people show me this stuff like Tex Mars, like, oh, come on, Tex, that's not the, he goes, no, that's the majority. Come on. At least to the thinkers. And then I have Netanyahu saying America's the New Rome in all these speeches I just showed you. And then this year saying, I'm reading a book because we were going to beat Rome this time and Rome's America. What? 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 Why do you want to fight me? What? Because you want the power. Just like China and others, you know the West is the best. And you know that culture is going to dominate and it's going to win. The culture that shielded you and protected you. You are jealous of it. Instead of just adopting it. So, look, you declared war on me, like the Chi-Coms, and we got, you know, a lot of crazy groups out there, but people need to know, the Christian Zionists need to know that you're suicidal, the Pastor Hagees, all of them. They're on the payroll of this. And it's not the only issue out there, but because Israel, through Netanyahu, is making its move on us, I'm going to go ahead and take the gloves off. That's just the way it is. Here's Netanyahu.
It's a book by a historian by the name of Barry Strauss. It's called The Jews Against Rome. The Jews Against Rome.
What made you pick it up?
Well, we lost that one. I think we have to win the next one.
You lost the last one, you got to win the next one, and he says in earlier speeches, it's America. Wow, dude. Wow. Okay. You've declared war, I accept the challenge. But only against the people that actually follow your death cult, not Jews in general. All right, I'm out of time. Please remember today is the last day to get one bottle of Irish Sea Moss, the incredible super nutrient compound, and get one bottle free. That's how we fund this operation. I'm funded by you. Not by the New World Order, not by the globalists, not by Israel, not by the Russians, not by the Chi-Coms, not by the Easter Bunny, but by you. Great products, thealexjonesstore.com. Thealexjonesstore.com. All right, the great Harrison Smith takes over for the War Room now, 3 to 6 p.m. Be sure and find the feed and share it. God bless you all.
You can judge a man by the enemies he dares to defy. He stands against those who would chain the voice of freedom, battling shadowy forces that seek to silence truth. He rises against those who would disarm the people, a lone sentinel guarding the rights of the many. Through the fire of unjust legal warfare, he fights. Not for himself, but for those who cannot. Stripped of wealth, betrayed by systems, yet driven by an unyielding hunger for justice. On the altar of truth, he swears an oath, enduring relentless assaults, slander, schemes, and ceaseless attacks.
InfoWars just lost their war on info.
InfoWars is shutting down.
And he remains unbroken, unbowed, unstoppable. His enemies thought they could crush him, thought they could bury his resolve. They were wrong. From the ashes of their lies, he rises stronger. A beacon of defiance in a world of shadows. His enemies reveal his strength, his courage, his heart. But this fight is not his alone. It belongs to every soul who yearns for truth, who dares to stand tall. Will you join him? Will you rise against the tide of tyranny? For a man is not defined by the enemies he faces, but by the fire he carries within. Stand with him. Fight for truth. The battle begins now.
Forged in the fires of liberty, the Alex Jones Network Live app stormed to number one in Apple's trending news apps. Big tech tried to bury it, but freedom's flame can't be extinguished. AJN Live delivers raw truth, uncensored broadcasts, hard-hitting reports, and live alerts the elites dread. Don't let censorship win. Download now. Stand tall. Join the fight. AJN Live, forged by liberty, powered by truth. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.